Okay, today is Daf Yud Gimel. We're on Yud Beis and Yud Beis, and today's shir is sponsored by the following. It's sponsored by the Shaman family, Il Nishmas, Yisrael Issa Ben Tzion Ben Yaakov. It's also sponsored for Refu Shalema for Shmuel Ben Leah. It's also sponsored by the Silver family today, Il Nishmas, Zalman Menachem Ben Tovya, whose Yartzeit is today, and the Shama Shadav Ben Aliyah. Okay, so we ended off saying that how do you know that the cutoff to give Meiser is a third? When it grows a third, because the Torah calls the year that the year that you do Hakel, which is in year 8, the Torah calls it Shnas Shemitah. Not the Shnas Shemitah anymore, it's the 8th year. But the Torah calls it Shnas Shemitah. Why does the Torah call it Shnas Shemitah? So the Gemara says, because it's Tvua that grew in the 7th year before Rosh Hashanah, going into the 8th year, you should treat it as Shemitah produce. Where do you get a third from? So Amalei Rav Zera La Rav Asi. So Rav Zera said to Rav Asi, V'dilma lo ayel klal, maybe it didn't grow at all. Says Rashi, Afilu lo hitzchilu l'hizbashal b'shviyas, ka'amar rachmona mitzvot shviyas, l'mashach asura chagasukas, l'milacharosh v'lokatzar. Even if it grew less than a third. Even if it grew 5 minutes. Where do you get a third from? So the Gemara answers, V'ka'amar rachmona tishamed v'teiz l'chagasukas, and nevertheless, you have to not touch it until Sukkot. Says the Gemara, "Lo Sukkot Aitach." That can't be right. The Chsiv, because it says V'chag Ha'asif B'tzeis Hashana. Right, Sukkot is called Chag Ha'asif. Right, and then under the pasuk it says like this. The pasuk in full will make more sense. It says V'chag Ha'katir, the Chag Ha'katir, which is Shavuot, Bikurim Ma'asecha. Then it says V'chag Ha'asif B'tzeis Hashana. And the Chag Asif at the end of the year, what does that mean? My Asif, what does it mean Asif? Ilema Chag Haba Bizman Asifa, if it means the harvest Yantif, Haksib Ba'aspacha. It already says that Sukkot is the harvest time.
A few words later, Asif.
Right, exactly. So I say it twice. So therefore, Ella, my Asif, Asif can't mean Asif. What does it mean? It means Katsir. It means actually, Ketira. And the Kim, this is the answer which we're going to reject at the end of the page. The Kim Lahu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon have a tradition. The Chal Tevua Shenikzeh Rabbechag. If you're going to actually do a harvest at Sukkot time, Biyadua Shevi Ashlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It already grew a third before Rosh Hashanah because the planting was always the same time of year. Whenever it was after Pesach, right before Pesach, whatever it was. So by the time you get to Sukkot, by Rosh Hashanah, it's already grew a third.
Of course.
So the answer is, it's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is. If you harvest something 2 weeks later.
What?
If you harvest something 2 weeks later, let's say you planted it in August, 2 weeks later, if you're harvesting already, you're harvesting already, it has to be at least a third. You don't harvest something when it's
right.
A third.
Right. Well, no, the question is, do you have to? You could. The question is, when is the cutoff for Meiser? So we said when it reaches a third. How do you know that? Well, because you're cutting it in Sukkot.
Yeah.
So it must be reached a third already. That's the answer. Yeah. It must be reached a third already. And the Kakari Libertas Hashanah. And the Torah calls it the end of the year. Right? So since it was cut on Sukkot, and it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, all Tevuah is the same story. Okay? Without the Pasuk, you really wouldn't know that. Okay, Amalei Rav Yirmiya L'Rav Zera. Now I'm not sure what this question really means. The Kim Lahu L'Rabbanon Ben Shlish L'Pachas Mishlish. Well, you know exactly what are you. What are you a scientist? You know exactly reach before a third and after a third. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Right. You know exactly. Rashi says the Kim Lahu L'Rabbanon Bitmiya. The Chibikinhein B'Tiv Gidol HaTvu. He's such an expert in how Tvu grows. L'Das Shein HaTvu Ruuy Litzar B'Chad Elan Kedavia Shlish Shana Shavra. What, you know exactly that you can write to cut it now because it grew a third last year? What are you, some kind of, what are you, an expert?
Yeah.
What are you, an expert? What if it's 99% of a third? You wouldn't know the difference? I think that's a typical review of your question.
Exactly.
How do you know exactly?
Exactly.
Right? It's exactly, you know exactly. What if it's of mashahu less? So Amalei, so he answers back. Reb Zera. Right, you know what the question is? Your shear is not defined.
But neither is any shear defined.
What? It's exactly his point. It's not defined.
Yeah.
That's exactly his point. It's not defined. A kezayis is a kezayis.
What about Zman Krishma?
Right, right. Exactly.
I exactly
you don't know. So, well, you have time for you have until this. You have until. So we know
basically
when you wake up in the morning, at some point you still have time. You have a third of the day.
Okay. By the roof, are they asking to the nose or to the
Right. Same thing. So Amalei, so Zera says back to him, Lava Minalach, didn't I tell you Lo Topic Nafshach Labar Mehilchasa? Don't take yourself out of the halacha to be so medactic on the shiur. Didn't I tell you not to do that? Right? Didn't I tell you not to do that? Kol midos chachamim kainhu. All the midos of chacham are accurate. Arbaim sa hu tovol. You can go to the mikvah, has to have 40 sa. Barbaim sa chasa kurtov, but if it's missing a drop, any yachol in it, you can't toivel in it. Beitzash nit metame tumas ochlim. A beitz, the size of an egg is the tuma to metame food. Beitzah chaser shum, ain't a matama tumazachal. If it's an egg minus a seed, then that's too small. Shlosha shlosha matame midras. 3x3 is matame midras, tumas midras. Shlosha shlosha chaser nima achas, ain't a matama midras. If it's a kli that you sit on, so it's a special tumah. Even if I don't touch it, but I sat on it, a person who's tame, certain kinds of tumah, a zav, sat on it, he makes the kli tame. How big is the kli? What if it's a little tiny shot glass? That's too small. Right? What if it's a big kli? What's the cutoff? 3x3x3 tzvachim. What if it's 3x3 minus a mashahu? A hair less? No. Everything's like that.
But he's citing some objective measures, not everything. What?
Correct.
And that was the right from these things.
Well, I hear. Anyway, had the Amr of Yirmiya, you're right. Lav milsi the Amri. That's not what I meant, because that wasn't what my issue was. You mixed up my issue.
It's like a side patty, you know, our one-third fat free muffins are a third the calories of about 3 times the size.
Right. Lav milsi the Amri. That's not what I meant to ask. I have a different thing. The Amri, the boy mine chavrei merv kahana. The chavra asked of kahana. Listen to this. Omar shehikrivu Yisrael b'chnisasan la'aretz mehechon hikrivu. We know, because we have it, might even say it in the pasuk there in Yoshua, the Bnei Yisrael entered the land of Israel for the first time on the 10th day of Nisan. Where'd they get barley? Where'd they get grain from to do the Omer 6 days later? Where'd they get it from? Well, one second. Im tomar da'ayel v'yad nachri, if they went over to a guy and pushed him out of the way and said, oh, we're doing the Omer now. Kitzirchem amar rachmana, v'lo kitzir nachri. No, it has to be yours. It can't be someone else's. What? So Tosfos asks even a better question than that. It's a good question. Tosfos asks, look at the third Tosfos, the fourth Tosfos, v'lo kitzir nachri. Af agav dirushi lihem avoseihem. What do you mean? Avraham Avinu owns it. Hashem told us it's ours. I don't care, some guy over here. It's really mine. Kid the Isiba Vodazar Parakrabi Yishmael, Damarachmana, Vashrehem through from Ba'esh, that the Gemara there asks, how could it be? How could it be that I have to destroy Avodazaras? When I get to Israel, someone else made an Avodazara here. It's my land, and you can't answer something that doesn't belong to you. So I can't walk into your house and start worshiping your kitchen table. I can't do that. I can do it. But I won't answer your table as a Avodah Zarah. Why? Because your table doesn't belong to me. I can't do that. So how could the Goyim come to Eretz Yisrael after it was promised to Avraham Avinu? How could they and so worship these things? Now when I come in, I have to go clean it out. Why? It's mine. They can't do that to my stuff.
Promise will be there eventually.
So the Gemara asks that in Avodah Zarah. So Tosu says, Michti, Yerushahi Lohem Yavoseim. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Mikol makom, nevertheless, says Tosfos, yeshlo b'mash zara. No, but if a guy plants, it still belongs to him. You know, it's my land. I can't take that away from him. Can't take it away from him. It's still his. Mikol makom, dayakosim shapir b'shem asheros shemidoros harishonim. How are you going to answer the question of the asherah? So Tosfos here says, well, maybe it predated Avraham Avinu. How do you know that? How do you know that's from old? So what? But it's before Avraham Avinu. So that we didn't take away from it. We didn't take away the existing, only afterwards. Then Tosfos gives another answer. He doesn't give it here. So another answer, because once the Bnei Yisrael, listen to this answer. Once the Bnei Yisrael worshipped an Egel, they didn't mind so much that it was there. They had like a Tiyat HaVodah Zarah. didn't bother them so much. That's a hard answer. Didn't bother them so much, therefore they have to get rid of it. It doesn't give that answer here. Here he says, maybe it predated Avraham Avinu. So if it predated him, how could you say it's yours? It's not true. It was there before you. Same thing over here. You want to tell me that it belongs to you, it doesn't belong to the guy? That could be true on some level. But if the guy actually go plant it, it's still his. So, first of all, so where did we get it from? Where did we get the Omer from? We tell us it from a guy? That can't be. So first of all, the Gemara says, Mimaitakrivu. Who says they even brought Omer? Who says they even did that? 6 days in, they're already bringing the Omer. Dilmalovakrivu. Maybe they didn't bring it. Maybe they didn't bring it that year. Lo Sokadadak, don't think that. It says in Yoshua, Vayochlu me'abor ha'aretz, and they ate from the land, Mimachras ha'Pesach. From the day after Pesach. Meaning what? When you bring the Omer. Mimachras ha'Pesach achol. Only from now on they ate. Me'ikaro lo achol. It's mashma that before that they didn't. Right? They ekrivu Omer. They brought the Omer. V'hadar achol. Then they ate it.
What?
So that's the Gemara. Where'd they get it from? So Mehechon Hikrivu, where'd they get it from?
Where did they bring the Omer?
That's a good question. Someone asked that question. It's an excellent question. Someone asked that. I think one of the Rishonim asked that question. Why did they bring it from Eber HaYarden? The two and a half Shadim had it land already. Why did they bring it from there? Someone asked that question.
They can't have a rights to it until they conquer the land.
Same thing as the reason why Syria
can't conquer the land.
Because until you conquer the land, the Eber HaYarden didn't become
Had 10 days it was tolerated.
No, it didn't, 14 years.
He says over here.
After the Dovid HaMelech conquered Syria.
Here, Madua e efsher lomar shehevi be Eber HaYarden menachos ben Gad ben Reuben. Why couldn't you say they brought it from Gad and Reuben? It's a good question. I didn't look up the answer. One second. So Mehechon Hikrivu, where'd they get it from? So before we get to the answer, I know. Before we get to the answer, look at the next Tosfos. The Hikrivu Omer v'Hadar Achol. We're not going to read the whole thing, but listen to this. Hiksha Rav Avram Eben Ezra. You ever seen Tosfos quote Eben Ezra?
We saw it.
A lot of strange people. Not strange, just unique. Hiksha Rav Avram Eben Ezra. So here's the Eben Ezra's problem. The day after Pesach is Tezvav, not Tezayim. So Tos says a whole long Tos was here that when did they stop eating the man? That's the question. Oh, so is that true? What did they eat on the 11th?
That's not tradition.
What did they eat on the 11th?
It lasted together for a week.
Exactly. So it stopped.
But it lasted.
They still had man. And when did it go till? Till they brought a carbon Pesach here. Is that say Navi?
Yeah, till it's seven.
And what did they use for matzah the night before? Did they use mun? That's what Tosafot discusses here. Mun matzah. Yeah. Anyway.
The question is, what did they use for 40 years when they had no bread?
Right, so did they even eat matzah?
They didn't have a carbon Pesach. They didn't have matzah this year either.
Right.
Had every time you wanted,
so the mun stopped falling. The month stopped falling, but they still had leftover month. And they month, now a new thing. Yimachos HaPesach. Now we're eating from the land. Till now we didn't. What did we eat? Everyone ate. What were they eating? They ate mon. Okay.
$25 a pound.
Where'd they get the omer from? Where'd they get it from? So listen to this answer. Amalahen. Kol shalohevi shlish b'yad nachri. Maybe it didn't grow a third before they walked in. And while they were here, we took it over, it grew a third now. So really, the third happened in my watch. Therefore, I can bring the Omer, right? So the Gemara says, V'dil ma'ayil v'lo kim lahu, right? That's a serious question. How do you know that 10 days, when you walked in, it wasn't a third. And now, what are you, an expert? Right? That was a serious question. Not about Rosh Hashanah in a regular year. That one time in history. When you're such experts, do you know? You walk into some guy's land in Yericho. It's not a third yet, but tomorrow will be a third. So, you know that. So, Ella, your answer is, Kim Lahu. Hachanami, Kim Lahu. We know. Right? They knew. Vidilma Loayel Klal. Maybe not true. Maybe it didn't grow at all. Avalhechel the Isle River. But if it grew a little bit, ben shlish, lepachos mishlish, lo kim lehu. But of course it grew. It grows every day. But you know exactly when it's a third. What you know that cutoff. So the Gemara answers, lo sokadaitach. Don't think that. The chseva am olam in a yardin be'esha lechodesh. They came in on the 10th. Vi sokadaitach delo ayel klal. If it didn't grow at all, bechamisha yomi mikam alya. Is it going to be finished in 3 days, in 5 days? No. Ella my de'ayel, riva odanka. Maybe it grew a quarter or a sixth. Akati bechamisha yomi mikam alya. Is it going to become a third right away? Ella mayis l'chalameimar. What's the answer? Eretz Tzvi Ksivba. It's a land of Tzvi. What does Tzvi mean? What does that mean?
Deer,
right? Hachanami doesn't mean deer. It means fast. Yeah, Hachanami Eretz Tzvi Kasivba. Anyway, it's a fast land. Anyway, so Rabbi Yirmiyah is not right. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, how do you know? The answer is because the Eretz is all special, so we know. That makes all sense? That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. What's kasha wasn't, how do you know Rosh Hashanah every year? That one time in history, how do you know it was a third? The answer is because we could take it to the bank. Eretz Yisrael grows fast, and by the time they got there, it was a third.
So they had,
all they needed is one, all they need is one Dalai Lama of land. That's all they need. Just for the Omer. Okay, next. Maskeflor of Chanina. This whole thing is premised on the assumption that the word asif in the pasuk means to cut. Is that even true? It says, "Ba'aspecha migorncha umiyakvecha." That tzchach on sukkis is made from the leftovers of the threshing floor and the wine press. In other words, things that grow from the ground. Va'amar mar. Bipsoles goren v'yekev hakasav medaber. The Torah is talking about your leftover stuff that you don't need. Use that for tzchach, meaning from here you learn that tzchach has to grow from the ground. Right? The point, correct. The point is, there is no extra limud here that it teaches me that it doesn't mean that, it means when you cut. That's not what it means. The whole thing was based on the fact that this is when you... Right. So it doesn't teach us that this extra word, chad ha'asif, doesn't mean chad ha'asif. It means katir, when you cut. It's not available. So the Gemara says, Amar Abzeira, ha'milsehu biyadan. We had a good answer here. Va'asa, Rabbi Chanina, shadda bei narga. And he took an axe and chopped it down. We had a good one. We had a good svara. We had a good answer, and he knocked it away. He said it's not true. Ela min olan. How do we know it reached the third? Ela min olan. Kidatanya Rabbi Yosef Yeronasan ben Yosef. Omer. The Torah says in Parshas Bahar that a person is going to keep Shemitah and Yovel, and then a person is going to say, "What am I going to eat for 3 years?" Right. The person's going to say, "What am I going to eat for 3 years?" Pasuk says, "Vasis es hatvu al shalosh anim, and I'll make you grow for 3 years." Right? Al tikri l'shalosh el l'shlish. Don't say it means l'shalosh el l'shlish.
I'm
going to
answer the question.
What?
I'm going to answer the people of what are going to eat for 3 years.
Oh.
I always had a problem with this.
Why?
Because we always had a tradition they're going to keep the thing. Why? Because they have faith in our country crop that it's been given. If you've already got a bumper crop that first year, don't you think you're ready? You're going to put it away for the next 3 years.
Right. So the rabbi spoke about that on Parshas Bahar.
It's a barrel.
Right.
Parshas Bahar.
Huh? Yeah, he spoke about that. He asked that question. He gave a whole drush about it. But by the way, so
it's a regular tool. It'll stretch out. Even though normally you use one, it'll stretch out for you.
Magic beans?
No, it's magic fruit.
So the Gemara asked, "Va mi boyale lagufe?" But we need this pasuk for itself to teach you that you'll have a bracha for 3 years. How could you tell me it means a shlish? Is that what it means? It means for itself. So by the way, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that whenever the Gemara says al tikri, right? That's not the pasuk pshat. Is not al tikri. The Pashup Shot is that if someone's going to say, "What am I going to do for 3 years?" Hashem says, "Don't worry about it, I'll take care of you." So don't say it means 3 years. Say it means a third. And from here is a remez. All it is a remez. It's a remez. So if it's a remez, what's the Gemara asking? Of course it's legufe. Of course it's a pashup shot. It's a remez. What's the Gemara's question? Right? What's the Gemara's question? Of course it's legufe. Of course it's pashup. It's a remez. Gemara Tchai doesn't answer the question.
How can you use it for a raya if it's a remez? You can't even use it for a raya.
The Torah can... what do you mean? The Gemara can do that. It's a remez. It's a remez.
The Gemara can do anything, but you're using it to say that they gave the Omer...
after a third.
Shlish.
Right.
Don't say that. It doesn't mean that.
Right. So the Gemara answers, no, ksiv k'rachmina. There's another pasuk that teaches you that the 3 years will be a bracha. Because it says, v'zaratem et hashana hashminis, v'achaltem minatvur yoshan ad shana hatishis. It's going to last you all these years. So anyway, we know you're going to get that bracha. So what do I do with the pasuk of the 3 years? It doesn't mean three, it means a third. Okay. Now, a new thing. Tanan hasam, we learned over there in Mesech HaShviyas, that ha'orez, rice, v'dochen, another kind of rice, v'hafargin, what's fargin? Some what? Poppy? Okay. The hashum shinin and sesame. Sheheshrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If it took root before Rosh Hashanah. Misasrin lishaavar. It doesn't matter now. These things, right. It doesn't matter when you planted it. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter when you harvested it. It doesn't matter when it took root. So if it took root the previous year, if it took root in the previous year, the Maaser is the previous year. Says Rashi, Maaser is Shana Sha'arva, Im Shnia Maaser Sheni, Im Shlish is Maaser Ani. Right? Whenever it took root. Umutarin Bishvias. And it's Mutter on Shemitah. Why does that mean it's Mutter on Shemitah? Because it's not Shemitah produce. It took root last year. V'yim Lav, and if not, if it didn't take root before Rosh Hashanah, Asur Bishvias. Then it's Asur on Shvias. Umis Asrin Lashana Haba. And then the Meiser is the next year. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Bishnas Likitasan. When it was actually pulled out of the ground. Im Mishar Shnei Shavuehu She'enu Shvias. If it's not a Shemitah year. Okay? Now, we have so many different cutoffs for different things now. Amar Rabba. Amar Rabbanan. Ilan Basachanata. A tree, the cutoff is when it has chanata. What's chanata? Blossoming? That's by trees. Tavua v'zeisim basar shlish. Tavua and zeisim, we said today and yesterday, is a third. Yerek basar lakita. Vegetables is when you pick it. Hani keman shavnu rabbanan. Then where'd you get this from? Another thing? When it takes root? Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from, this man? So, hadar amar Rava. Rava said, I'll tell you why. Mitoch sha'asuyin parachin parachin. Since rice is harvested, what's parachin? Piecemeal? What? I think it means piecemeal.
Few at a time. Right?
Few at a time. Piecemeal. Ozli rabbanon basar hashrasha. The rabbanon went after hashrasha. What does that mean? Well, look at the tosvos, the second tosvos. Mitoch sha'asuyin parachin. Mitoch, because. She gornan ma'at ma'at. It's collected bit by bit. She ain nilkatin biyachad. It's not harvested at one shot. Elahayom niklatin. Unifrachin ma'at. Today we'll go collect a little bit. Ulamachar ma'at. And tomorrow another little bit. Nimsa, it's going to come out. Chadash v'yashan mu'urvin yachad. It'll have old and new all mixed together in your house. Im holchu bahem achar lakita. If you're going to follow lakita, kishar yerek, like other vegetables. Therefore, we can't do that. Why? I'm going to have 2014 in my house and 2015. It's all going to be mixed up. And you can't give ma'isa like that. Therefore, they made a rule when it comes to stuff like that, like this, that you harvest bit by bit, it goes after the taking root, which all happened at the same time. That you're never going to have a problem of mixing old years and new years. Never going to have that problem. Lakach, azulu basa hashrasha. Therefore, say, go after the rooting. Shebishana achas misharesha kolasada. That takes root all the same year. Shahare Babas Acha Zorim Osam. You plant it together. Umaiser Upeiros Huilon the Kitnios the Yerek Midrabanan Heim. Everything else is all Drabanan. It's all Drabanan. The Yecholos Biad Chachamim Legvoaz Man Lechol Echad Lefi Daitam. Kach Perish Akundris. All that, by the way, is Rashi. Since everything else is Drabanan. So the Rabbanan said, okay, for these, this is a good time. For that, that's a good time. I think tomorrow or Friday, the Gemara is actually going to say, what's the mile of each time for each fruit, for each type of thing. Why trees like this, and why vegetables like that? The Gemara is going to say why.
I mean, they're wrong here, but doesn't rice grow in water?
It grows in the ground, no?
I don't know. Water grows in patties?
Yes, I don't know how that is exactly. I've never seen it. I don't know.
So if it grows in water, it's still
it's not just rice, by the way. It's rice and anything like this.
Cranberries.
It doesn't grow in water.
Cranberries.
Okay, cranberries. Go ahead. What?
It grows in the ground. It's in the water.
Grows in the ground.
Should we take a field trip
to China?
They put water into the fields that the cranberries, rice, the shrubs, gather.
I'm not a horticulturist. So
yeah, neither am I. So I don't know why you're asking me.
good point.
Now, just for a minute, listen. We have another minute. Let's keep on reading this Tosas. He says something very interesting. V'tema tinach ma'aser derabanan. That's all good for ma'aser. El shviyis doraisa have dinam basar lakita kishar yerek hechias linam basar hashrasha lahatir b'shviyis kishvishu b'shishis. One second. That only makes sense for Meiser. What about Shemitah? There's no difference on Shemitah, whether it's rice or something else. How could you use this two-year business with rice? So Tosfos gives two answers. First is maybe it's Pizman is that where it's Shemitah's Darabanan. And then he has a Pasuk. His second answer, there's a Pasuk that the Torah's gone him that rice has this Kula by Shemitah. Nothing else does, but rice does. The Torah's gone. Okay. Okay, next, anyway, since, it's back to the Gemara, since rice is harvested piecemeal, Ozli Rabbanan Basar Hashrasha, the Rabbanan went after Hashrasha. Now, Abaya asks a question, difficult question. Abaya says like this, Amalei Abaya, the Yitzbar Gorno Lutocho, why don't you put the garden means the collection. Why don't you put everything you collected in one pot? What does that mean? Says Rashi. It's a little further down. It's almost where the lines get. Rashi says like this. Ma b'kach im yashan v'chadosh mu'orvin. Who cares if old and new are together? Why? Yitzbor is kol ha-garden l'tocho. Put everything in one pot. Klomar. B'emtziyuso, at the end of the day, in Matthias, it's going to be in reality. Ha-yakol nivlal Yachad Yafa. It's all going to be together. Rashi's assuming that the percentage of rice harvested this year will be the same percent as harvested next year. Without that assumption, this doesn't work. So you have half and half. So what's it? It's a half and half, right? You have 2 pounds. 1 pound from this year, 1 pound from last year. So put it all together and give rice twice. One on one, then one on the other pound. And you're just all good.
You can't get old from the new.
But it's all the same. Each grain doesn't matter. I have 2 pounds. 1 pound from the old, 1 pound from the new. I'll give my son 1 pound. I'll give my son another pound.
Is rice gathered little by little, or because that's where you gather?
I mean, why is it gathered like that? Yeah, I'm not sure.
If it's gathered because that's how you use it, then you have to separate it before you actually use it.
I hear. I said this. Nimta, kishayitrom. Nimta comes out, kishayitrom. The Yasser, when you give Trumas and Mises, you mean a Chodesh and Mises, Lafim Ashiyesh, Chodesh Begorin, Mene Yashan, Lafim Ashiyesh Yashan. The new and the old is the old, the same percentages. It's all percentages. What's it there? It doesn't matter which grain it is.
No, you can't get from last year's.
I'm not. I have 2 pounds. I have a pound from last year and a pound from this year. And it's all together. So give a pound for him and a pound for him. What's the difference? All good. What? So we're going to ask. So that's Abaya's assumption. Abaya's assumption is there's no problem with commingling. All we care about is percentages. I'll give you the percentages. Right, this assumes it's equal percentages. It assumes equal percentages. It says, Abaya, what's the difference? Just give it equal. It's all good. So, Nimza, Tar min ha-chadosh, Shabbat al-chadosh, Shabbat, min ha-yashin, Shabbat al-yashin, Shabbat. The percentage for for last year is here. The percentage for this year is here. It's all good. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Omar, Mishum Hashem Shazuri. Mishum Shazuri, Atana, said exactly this. Pola Mitzri, you have some Egyptian beans. Shazaroa Lazera, you planted it to eat them. Mixaso Hishrus, Rosne Rosh Hashanah. Mixaso Hishrus, Acher Rosh Hashanah. Ain't Torman Meister Mizal Zeh. You can't give Meister one for the other. Lefisha Ain't Torman Meister, Loman Al Kharash Al Yashan, Loman Al Yashan Al Kharash. You can't do this. Kate Taduosa, what do you do? Sover Corona Lotocho, put it all in one pot. When I say one pot, I don't mean a pot on a stove. Put it all in one basket, right? Finimsa, Torah Maisa Medachara Shabbo Lachara Shabbo, Umanayashan Shabbo Lachara Shabbo. Right? So what's the big deal? It's all good. You can do it. The percentages are good. Amalei Rav Shimon Shazuri Kamaita? But you're telling me that Rav Shimon Shazuri did that, and therefore. Rav Shimon Shazuri did that, and therefore I could do it. Nah. Rav Shimon Shazuri savar yesh bila. Rav Shimon Shazuri held this idea of bila. What is bila? Huh? Yeah. What does the bila mean in English?
Blending.
He held that when something is blended, I can unblend it, which is basically what you said. He held you could do such a thing. It's all blended. I can give half and half, and it's okay. Only he held that. No one else holds that. Right? He held his yesh bila. For Rabbanan Savri, ain't bila. No one holds like that. Right?
We didn't have the whole habit meeting. We didn't have to hold that. We already presented last few dock or whatever. You can't mix up the crops. The even percentage is the same. You can't do it.
Tosas asked a bomb question. He says, fine, you want to hold from bila? That's fine. What about if it's year two and year three? One's Meister Shady, one's Meister Rani. How are you doing Bila now? Right?
Five apples to Yerushalayim, five apples to the Ani.
What?
Five apples to the Ani, five apples to the Ani.
But
they
have to be eaten in
Yerushalayim. Yeah. You ready to take it all. You're combining it for the following year.
Right.
You can't combine it for the year that you missed already.
Why not?
Because you're combining with the stuff that is not...
No, but it has to be in Yerushalayim. You're late. It was at the end of the year. You know what? I'll give the Maaseh Shady in a month from now. I'll give it in a month from now. It's all in one basket. I'll give half to him, but half has to be in Yerushalayim.
Take five and go to Yerushalayim.
But maybe they're the wrong five.
You're assuming the other way around.
Yeah.
Always wait to the end of the year.
Right.
Not the beginning of the year.
Right.
Stuff that we haven't grown yet.
Right. So you know what Tolkien answers? Here's what you do. You have to take five of them. Sell it, redeem it, and then the money has to go to Aniyah. And I'll then spend it in Yerushalayim. And then you cover both bases.
If they go to Yerushalayim.
Right. So you go yourself and give it out there. The truth is the Gemara is going to give a similar answer later in the week. Same idea about selling the Maaseh Sheni to make sure you cover your bases. Exactly.
Paying
the
bus ticket to Yerushalayim, too.
Now, Amar Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Amar Shmuel. Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni said in the name of Shmuel. Halacha Reb Yossi Ben Kippur Amar Bishum Hashem Shazuri. We paskin like that. That's how Shmuel says I paskin like that. This Bila issue. Paskin for Zera. What? Me Amar Shmuel Hachi. Shmuel Hel like that. Amar Shmuel Lakol Ein Bila Chutz Min Hayayin V'Shemen. Now there's no Bila except for wine and oil. There is. Why is wine and oil there is? Because they mix very, very well. It's hard to say that it's Bila by a box of apples.
And those are the derisions.
So for that, he'll say Bila. But not for apples. Shem Shazuri said it doesn't matter what it's for. Even for beans.
I would think the exact opposite.
Yeah, so...
By your rice, you wouldn't want to do Bila, and then by your bonnet, make another Bila fine.
Right. Right, it's a good point. But I guess he holds that since they Rashi says it, Hamayriv Yayin Chadash Im Hayashan, if you mix up wine with old and new, Oshemen Chadash Im Yashan, Toreim Umaiser Mimenu, Vyesh Maiser Shnehem Kivichesman, it's all the same amount. Shadavar Lach Nivlal Yafa, something liquidy, it's very good combining, right? Aval Yavesh ain't some kinbal bila. When it comes to something solid, you can't rely on bila. Anyway, How could Reb Shmuel hold, say, I hold like Reb Shimon Shazuri, and then on the same hand say, but I don't hold from Bila? The answer is, he holds like Reb Shimon Shazuri, but for a different reason. Ishtamte hada amar Shmuel, because he forgot that Shmuel said, Hakol holech achar gmar pri. Shmuel held, you go after the gmar pri. You don't go after the shrusha, like I said by rice. It doesn't go by when it takes root. It goes by when it's done, right? So when Shmuel said that he holds like Reb Shimon Shazuri, not that he holds like Reb Shimon Shazuri for Reb Shimon Shazuri's reason. That's not the reason. He doesn't agree with that reason about Bila, except for liquids. Not the reason. What's the reason? The reason is because I hold it goes by Gemar Pri. So once you harvest it, it's a Gemar Pri. So it's the same bottom line. The bottom line is I have 100 pounds of rice, 50 pounds from last year, 50 pounds from this. It's all Gemar Pri. So then there's no issue of Chadosh and Yashan because it's 50-50. Reb Shimon Shazuri had a different reason. I agree with his bottom line, but not for the same reason. Okay? Good? Very good? All right, we'll stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Yeah.